This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. On demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Beezy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you dig that, sucker?
On demand. On demand.
Please welcome your hosts, Brad Gilmore, Ashley Imani, and DJ Motai.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the one, to the only Brad Gilmore Show on demand. I couldn't do the deep on demand today because my I just got like a, I don't know if it was a cold or the flu. I just had one a couple weeks ago, but over this weekend, man, I was waking up in sweats and I was freezing cold, but I was sweating and my throat was sore and I felt like I was going to pass out. I had a little bit of a fever. I don't know what happened. I blame my girlfriend, but I digress. Welcome back to the show this week. Coming off a great, huge week, the biggest week in Brad Gilmore Show history, where we had a new episode every day last week, all 5 days of the business work week, and we had the biggest numbers of all time, the most listens we've ever had in any week ever here on the Brad Gilmore Show. So I'd like to thank everyone who tuned in last week. I'd like to thank Johnny LaQuasto, the Solid Monster, Key West, Kyle Hubbard, and the archived episode with Gunter the Band Hunter. We had so much shows go up last week, and we had so many fans listening. I got to thank y'all, though. Without y'all, none of this is possible. Coming on, a good string of interviews we have coming up for you here on the Brad Gilmore Show. This week, we have a really talented girl. I'm about to get to her in a second, but first of all, I was challenged. Y'all know about the Ice Bucket Challenge, right? The Ice Bucket Challenge is where, you know, for ALS, you gotta, people nominate you to take the challenge or whatever, and then you donate money, whatever, whatever. So I was nominated by Tay Mitch and I was nominated by Stocks, so I decided to do it. Now here's the thing, at the time I was with my parents, I didn't have an ice bucket, all right? I didn't have a bucket, I had a bowl that I could put some ice in. And I did the challenge, the bouffant got wet, I know, the bouffant was wet, people. The bouffant was not bouffanti. It was not bouffanti, it was not a bouffanti bouffant. Yet, I still did the challenge, and I got a lot of grief for the challenge. A lot of people saying, we want to redo, because you didn't use a bucket. You used a bowl, a skillet. What? A lot of people were saying different things, and I was like, hey, guys, who cares? I didn't have a bucket. I did not have a bucket, all right? So get over it. I did the challenge, donated to charity. What else do you want from me? What more do you want from Brad Gilmore? I did the ice bucket challenge, all right? I did it. I'm not redoing it. There you go. Take it or love it. Hate it or love it. The underdog's on top, and I'm getting me. It's me. I'm the rap MVP, okay? Good. Finally, now that we got that out of the way, Jesus, these people are crazy. These people are crazy. Just like me. I'm preparing right now. I just did a few interviews here a second ago at Brown Sugar Studios. I was interviewed by a guy named Steve DeMarco, Sexy Steve DeMarco to you reality wrestling fans. That's going to be going up on his YouTube channel here soon. So check out for that. Look out for that. He's going to be on the show too here in a few weeks. So look out for that. But what I wanted to talk about is I'm getting ready right now as we're talking. I'm putting the suit on. I'm putting the tie on. I'm making sure the bouffant is back to its immaculate state that it is. And getting ready for the Debonair Lounge one-year anniversary special. If y'all are tuning in this morning and listening to this on Monday, come by Cafe 4212, 4212 Alameda Road. We got the Debonair Lounge one-year anniversary going on, hosted by myself. We got DJ Motai in the building, Killer Callion performing, Maya J, Corbin Dallas of 2011, Leroy Cook, the Debonair Band, Lamar Love, all in the building. Remy Martin's going to be in the building. Dress codes highly enforced. We got new food and we got a new food menu. Hookah and cigars all night.
Like I said, Remy Martin's in the building. 21 and up. No, zero tolerance policy. I'm reading the flyer, guys. Entry free. It's free before. It's $5 before 9 p.m., $10 after. Happy hour drink specials all night. The debonair atmosphere. Live music, positive vibes, beautiful people. So shout out to that. It's been a year. I can't believe it's been a year. Me and Tate Mitch have been rocking, and Motai's joined on with the Debonair Lounge. So really happy with all that that we have coming up for you. And we got so much more stuff, man. I can't even remember anything. I remember, though, I got an award recently. I was given an award for the best host in Houston, but I have yet to pick it up. Someone accepted the award for me, and I don't know who. So if that person is listening right now to the Brad Gilmore Show, I strongly encourage you to please give me my award. I just want my award, you know, because it's mine. So shout out to you for accepting it for me, though. But, yeah, make sure you turn it over to its proper owner, brother. But, yeah, so I think I've said enough on this intro. Reality Wrestling live television taping Saturday, September 13th. Tickets online at realitywrestling.com. Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I finally got I got business cards for Reality Wrestling. Shout out to the beautiful Queen Charmel for making business cards for everyone on the staff. And not only am I an on-air talent, according to my business card, I am the director of technology for Reality of Wrestling, and I'm the webmaster, so get stuck on that. Director of tech here, Brad Gilmore. And speaking of tech, speaking of great stuff, go check out my band 2011 single on iTunes and on Spotify and SoundCloud right now. It's Dance Floor to the Sun by 2011. That's T-W-E-N-T-Y-E-L-E-V-N. At 2011 on Twitter. We got a new EP coming called Second Sun coming later this fall. We're going to be working on it. I'm sitting in the studio while I'm getting my shirt and tie on. I'm writing songs, writing new music for it. So it's coming soon. It's coming sooner than you think, brother. So just get ready for it. I'm so excited. I have so much stuff, so many projects going on, so much stuff in the world's been going on. I'm just excited. Because of last week, the biggest week in Brad Gilmore Show history last week. And like I said, I want to thank everyone who tuned in and listened. I'm trying to think, is there anything else I want to say before I sign off this evening? See, I'm thinking while I'm going here. Oh, I wish Joan Rivers a speedy recovery. I really do. She's one of my favorite comedians. I've talked about her on the show before. Such a huge influence to me as a performer, entertainer. So, Joan, I'm sending all my love and prayers for you to get better and get out of that. I think she's on life support, so get off those machines and get back to entertaining the masses like only you can do. And same thing with Jake the Snake Roberts. I heard he has pneumonia, and this guy's been through it all. And I really hope Jake the Snake Roberts pulls through as well. He just went in the Hall of Fame this year. Just beat cancer, beat drug addiction. I mean, the guy's such an inspiration if you follow his story, so I hope he is healed and is able to get out of the hospital. A lot of good stuff happening. So with that being said, I want to make sure everyone gives all the Brad Gilmore Show 5 stars on iTunes. Make sure you add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Subscribe on iTunes. Go to bradgilmore.podbean.com/mobile. Save the Brad Gilmore Show app to your cell phone, your smartphone, your mobile device so you can have us anywhere and everywhere. And really, one more time, I just want to say thank you to all of you who's tuned in every week for the Brad Gilmore Show. I can't even believe that I have people who want to listen to what I have to say and what our guests have to say. And coming up on the show right now here after DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix, we have the one and only Ayla in the building. She's a 17-year-old dancer, singer, songwriter, host, interviewer. Interviewed her here last week. Miss Mikey was in the building during the interview sitting, I guess, I don't know if this is her protege or not, but I'm gonna try to get Miss Mikey needs to come on the show. Mikey need to come on the Brad Gilmore Show, but this girl is so talented. You can follow her on all social media at I Am Ayla. Go check out her dance videos on YouTube. Beautiful girl, beautiful talent, beautiful soul. Learn a lot about her in this interview. She's been through, some things that you don't think a 17-year-old has been through, and making a lot more moves than any 17-year-old that I've ever met. Since myself, ding, 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 just put myself over with that one. So sit back, relax, listen to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. And we're about to get into DJ Motai's the one and only DJ Motai. Make sure you go follow him at DJ MOTAI on Twitter. The one and only DJ Motai's Monday morning music mix here on the Brad Gilmore Show. And then we will be back. We will be back with our interview with the one and only A-A-Y-L-A. Her name is Ayla. So stay tuned to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand.
I've been paid the cops and what's worse. Never had time to hustle cause work takes time. I'ma make mine. Great minds are like mines and goals are like gold. Through the break by the fern. Step about the norm and get about the storm and never doubt yourself or conform. And I've learned doing what everyone does would only take me where they've gone. So I'm thinking on my own. Grown strong. Plus I'm booking the streets more. I don't need your concern. I got my own credit, pay my own dues. I hustle hard and I grind. Opinions are like assholes. Yeah. Stink when you got some up till you get some shit. I'm here for the royal flush, sitting on the throne, not a toilet bowl. Nah. Try fresh out to no degree. Nah. Millionaires without no degree. Yeah. Steve Jobs, Master P, Bill Gates, Jay-Z. So, sorry, mama. It's bumps, so I keep the llama. Sell us home, so I guess if they want to drop to the fat lady scene, we in the opera. Honey, fly about the chopper. Shugging the restless, battle of the sexes, reckless. Shit. Life's a bitch, so I came, I saw, I conquered.
Yeah, bitch. I'm working days and nights.
And I'm coming up, so I'm working. Be defined by they say, but they say what they think, cause they ain't up in my shoes, nigga, I'm too, and they fake, I'm brand new, y'all can't tell me what I can't do, but it's my move, y'all ain't seen what I've been through, your worst dreams in my rear view, my drive, I'm parallel, can't park till I'm 106, shifting gears, past fears, interferes at the carousel, clown niggas, I'm different, can't base what I'm gonna be off what everybody else kissing, see, hope I listen, one deep in that HOV, no need for no transmission, I'm too fly for that traffic and too high for y'all's opinion, bitch. Keep it. My shades closed, my seat back, my weed roll, my drink pour. Your words, you can eat that. Move a thought, pay that. Success, I'ma make that. Matter of fact, I'ma take that.
So you can check a job with this 9 to 5. You can go out and get this money and be live. You ain't tight unless you in the spotlight.
Yeah.
And I'm coming up, so I'm working.
Yeah, they ain't never seen no luxury. Cripple, living on persistence, piston, telling y'all about who I used to be. That ain't life. They say the good die young, but it's not right. I say you die when you grind, don't make none. What you gonna do when you get laid off? Takes right off, never bought more, get laid. No hate to them, no boys, gamblers and no strippers. Cuz, sex a drug, we roll the dice, trying to make the whole world tipples. Yeah, do some stuff to the drink sippers. I'm thug nature plus ambitious. I'm coming down with a bank mission, trying to get cake and I cake too. See, I told you stop counting your problems and start counting your blessings.
This is the cheers to years.
Preach,
of pain,
tabernacle rest.
Cheers to years.
See, you gotta walk with your right foot in front.
This is the cheers
and let your left foot be behind.
Stress.
You ain't put as money as on the way you gon' shine.
Success.
So let's work and grind.
Probably old school. I don't give a fuck, man. You ready? Let's go.
ready.
6 million ways to die. Little nigga with the chopper will kill for them spock thighs. Ain't nothing but some papas. When the California dreamin' turned to screaming for the mamas and the papas. All the leaves are brown and the sky's gray. You leak and bleed now, you can die today. Niggas trying to find a way out of the grave, but you can't do that. The hood is a cage, get your cap snapped back. See, we made to live, to die, to want to fight for our shit. While they sit back, collect stats and get rich. Shit, don't be stupid for them swooshes. Cause you gotta get the new shit. Take what you want, just do it, so.
I see them niggas waiting in line for this. 5, I got my 9, so pretend I'll be mine.
Hand over them 11s, find out if there's a heaven. Death and light's a thin white line. Are you ready to die?
I'm ready.
Die, motherfuckers, die, motherfuckers, die.
I'm ready.
Die, motherfuckers,
die, motherfuckers.
6 million ways to die. You can live your life, never drink or get high. But that don't mean a thing. Man with G in his ride when he swinging real wide and he ran past that light. He never saw him coming, music bumping, sipping syrup, smoking something. Shit, they don't make seatbelts for nothing. He looked right, he looked left, he looked right. Saw them lights, say goodnight, it was too late. That soundtrack was a screw tape. Now you hate what you can't change. Too bad it's a damn shame, it all in the damn same. We crash and burn in damn flames. Heart just rise through the ashes. Death and taxes, only thing that's guaranteed to catch us. Like there ain't no catch up. You cut, time to wrap up and outline. Chalk it up to bad luck, the damn truck. Now you see your life flash before your eyes. See them flashing lights right before you cry. I'm not ready to die.
I'm ready.
Die, motherfuckers, die, motherfuckers, die.
I'm ready.
Die, motherfuckers, die, motherfuckers,
die.
Yeah, it's fine, easy from the 713 with the homie Roosh. We're about to show you how to get down. We on a mission just to carry out a vision and to give the world a little something different from the H-time. I stay fresh, no lie, homie, don't try. I don't wanna leave you having no holds man tied. I'm a player if you can't tell, man, hell. You don't wanna make me steal, girl, hit him with the man's lip. You should call me Benji Hyman and now. Ain't no word in the dictionary to describe the way I flow. That boy on the ambush Willie really finna get live up in now. With everybody in the city just straight vibing in now. But I'ma pause and take a second real quick to say I'm tired of listening to all these lame dudes speak. Put my blood, sweat, tears into my craft, real shit. Will you please explain the definition of the word quick? Because I'm doing consistent. And it goes like all the bad looking women in the building is a party in the age, so you better. Tell him mama that a baby made it. You know I keep God first like the
pimp said, shit ain't been the same up in this game since the pimp did. Take what he done taught me through his music, make the word spread. Trying to make being real once again the trend set. Let's work together, we can all straight stun. Lead a drama at the door and bring that shit around us. But if you can keep it real, shit, let's all turn up. Work hard, break bread, make peace, show love. Show love.
Cause she had that kind of thing that was super tight, super tight. And she gave that kind of feeling that was super right with no lights, huh. But everybody say she wrong for me. Cause when she out, she don't pick up the phone for me. All my friends say that they just tryna be my homie. When they say my new girl kinda seem a little phony, I don't know, cause if she is, that'd be a low blow. But goddamn, wait, try to give a low blow. I don't even see girls walk by no more. I ain't never seen girls bounce like your buffoon. I just wanna know, am I stupid for staying? Or am I just attracted to the game that she playing? Or do I like that body in the bed where I'm laying? Or we just having sex, or is it love that we making? Or you taking? Or am I just a mess around? It's kinda funny after all the girls I mess around. I look up in the mirror and I see a lesson now. I guess karma laughing at me, learn my lesson now, huh?
Girls that care of me, anytime I needed you, I know that you'd be there for me. Light my love carefully, your smile's like a flare to me. Hold on to you forever, you the girl that made a man of me. Sorted as a fan of me,
faith and live my life randomly. Now we sip mimosas sitting underneath a canopy. If you ever damage me, you'll be there to banish me. And I've been alone, my man, I'll be banished. And got me feeling like a crack addict. Crack addict.
Cause I feel you.
And I ain't mad at it. Mad at it.
Cause I need you.
And my life getting high up off the ground. Cause this love slow burns every time you come around. So burn,
baby, burn, baby. Burn, baby, burn.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. Right, Motai?
Right, Brad.
Dude, this is a strange situation we got going on right now.
We have to share a mic.
We have to share a mic.
That's not cool.
Because an Ava 11 has to take all of our equipment whenever we need it.
He should ask us.
He should ask. The polite people like ask before they take, or it's better to ask forgiveness than ask permission, right?
Still ask.
Okay, anyway, we have a great show for you today. We have another amazing guest here with us in the studio. She's sitting on the couch. It's weird. I'm on like the love seat with an 11-year-old. Is that strange? Is that make it weird? Did I just make it weird for you? Yeah, she just said yes. All right, I made it weird for her. But anyway, we have a very talented young woman in the studio. She is more than 11 years old. She is a host, a dancer, a singer, all kinds of stuff. Y'all make some noise for Ayla. Welcome to Ayla to the show. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I was born good, though. You know, when I came out of my mother's womb, I was like, I'm good. You know, I already had hair, too. I was like full haired up. And you didn't want to put headphones on because you didn't want to mess up your hair.
No, I love big hair. I came out with a full head of hair as well.
Okay. I feel you. Keep the mic a little closer just so we can hear you. I want to make sure we pick up every word Ayla has to say. So you're a host. You're a singer. You're a dancer. We were watching some of your videos before it started. Tell me a little bit about yourself. How'd you start off? Give me all the good stuff.
Well, Ayla, me, I am a senior this year. You know, I am 17. And I am a dancer. I'm very active in school and outside of school. As a dancer, that's how I express myself without mm-hmm. verbally using words. I'm very passionate about it. And then I slowly went into acting, and that's how, ironically, me and Miss Mikey got together, because she was my theater arts teacher. And I always give her credit, because it was because of her and her class that I was able to break out of my shyness. And I was able to stand in front of a crowd of people and actually talk and not just dance. And, you know, when she got on 106 in Park, it always inspired me to really go forward with my career.
Uh-huh.
And then I just started dabbling into music. I'm developing that right now. And I got into modeling. You know, the camera's my friend. I love the camera. The camera loves me. And so that's just second nature for me. You know, like people breathe. All of my gifts is how I
breathe. Second name. Oh, wow. Yeah. She breathes her gifts. Okay, so let me say that you said you were shy at first.
Yes.
Like super shy.
Extremely.
Like not talking to anybody.
No.
Why? Why do you think you were shy? Like what brought it about? Because I was a shy kid too. But then I realized, oh, man, I'm Brad Gilmore. Oh. I'm the man right here. I feel like the man when I walk through. You know what I mean? So what was it for you? What clicked for you? Why'd you? I know you said Mikey kind of helped you get over your shyness, but why do you think you were shy? Were you afraid of what people were going to say to you? I mean, what is it?
I think because I've always been smaller than others, so I thought people, you know, would run over me.
I'm sitting a little closer to you now, girl.
I always thought people would run over me or talk over me, so I would just rather not speak, and that's how my shyness came about.
Okay, so you got over the shyness. You just started discovering these talents, which were just like a sixth sense to you. You were able to dance and host and sing. So let me tell you this, but so you started off with dancing, though. That's your number one passion. That's what I've been told.
Yes.
And I just saw you had a video to what was that song called? The Flawless Remix.
Flawless, yes.
Why'd you choose Flawless? Let's think of that. I'm trying to break down your psyche right now. I'm trying to figure out who you are.
Well, I chose Flawless because when I put on the persona of Ayla, I'm not really myself. I get to act like someone else who is flawless. You know, she's just, I don't know how to say it. She's just everything that a young girl wants to be.
Okay.
And flawless is just, you know, sexy in a classy way, I guess you can say.
Okay. Sexy, classy. I feel you. But you're still very young. I mean, you just started. Like, I mean, how long have you been like pursuing this career?
Since I was probably 10.
So 10. So you got a good 7 years under your belt.
Yes.
That because so, but you're still in high school. Mm-hmm. You're going into your senior year.
Yes.
And it starts soon, right? In school starting soon.
Next week, actually.
Next week. This week, I guess, when it airs. So, are you ready? Are you ready for senior year? Senior year was by far my favorite year of high school because you walk in, you're like, all right, this is my last year. I got about a good 8 months, and then I'm out of here forever.
Yes.
But I will say, when you leave high school, like, I think everyone in the room can attest to it. It's like, you miss that structure in life because you knew what you had to do every single day. Okay, mm-hmm. But are you ready for senior year?
Oh, my God, of course I'm ready for senior year.
What high school do you go to?
I go to Glenda Dawson out in Pearland.
Out in Pearland? P-Town. Okay. P-Town, hold it down. So, okay, you're going to senior year in high school. What do your friends think of your career? Because I'm sure you're like the famous person in school. Everyone's like, Ayla.
No.
Follow me back on Twitter.
Well, I
DM
guess,
me.
I guess a little bit of that, and a lot of people would say what you just said. They think that I am the most popular girl in my school, but I'm not. I'm very chill and laid back. So, and our school is like a mini college campus. It's so big that everybody doesn't know everybody. And so, I mean, I don't really have a lot of friends because I'm very picky.
You have friends.
I have associates.
Right now, you have a room full of friends right now, Ayla.
Oh,
all right,
well,
we're all your friends. All right, you don't need those high school people.
Nah.
You don't talk to any of them after you graduate anyway, all right? This is the only one I talk to still, all right? And he's Asian. That's the only reason.
Oh, my God.
I need diversity in my clique, you know what I mean? I need to have nice. Okay, so you're going to high school, though. So what? Okay, do you any dance programs or anything? Like, I just want to, like, figure it out. So you're going to high school, senior year. You say you're not the celebrity. People think you're the most popular. I think she's being modest, don't you, Motai? I'm sure you are the most popular person in your school. You probably don't think they know you, but they know you, all right?
They know
They
me.
Know. That's right.
Yeah.
That's the attitude you have to have. Or right? You got to break it down. You got to be like, hey, this is my school, all right? This is mine. People know me. Okay, but what class are you taking? Are you excited to take? Are you taking dance classes? What are you taking?
I took dance class my first 3 years. Now I'm not really taking it.
Why are you not taking it?
Because
that's your passion.
It is, but that's a different type of dance.
What kind of dance is that?
That's more drill team. I'm more of a like a true dancer.
They don't have like a hip-hop class?
No, they don't.
No hip-hop? No b-boys? No,
nothing
like that?
That's Pearland.
But hey, we had it. I went to Lamar High School, all right? We were in River Oaks.
Yeah.
You should have gone there. I will say that right now. But I mean, we had the hip-hop classes. We had breakdance classes. We had rappers coming in and teaching.
None of that. No.
Nothing?
No.
Is it a very like urban-type school? Do they accept like hip-hop and stuff like that
they
there?
They accept it, but it's just the way that they deliver it. It's not.
What do you mean the way they deliver it?
You know, if they try to do hip hop, it's not gonna be.
It's not. It's not.
No.
It's not tip top. It's not tip-top yes. hip-hop.
No.
It's low grade.
Yes.
We're talking like Sir Mix-a-Lot style and not,
yes.
not Drizzy Drake. Okay. I feel you. So, okay. You're not, but I say even if it's not a hip-hop course that they mm-hmm. teach there, I think even drill team, if it's your passion, don't you always want to work to get better at it?
Of course. And I did drill team for my freshman year. Mm-hmm. I even was the manager my sophomore year.
What does that mean? Well, you're the manager.
Oh, because I decided to get off, but I didn't want to get completely off, so I just decided to be the manager.
Okay, so what did the manager do? I like this. This is like the business side of the drill team. So what does the manager do?
The manager helps the dancers with all of their little things that they don't have time to do. Like, I'm the one running around doing everything, trying to help the dancers. I'm getting their clothes. If they left something, I have to go back and get it. I have to make sure their music is ready. Are they set up on the field right? Are they? So I'm kind of
like a manager, like yes. a legit man. I'm sure you did. Have you given her any pointers when she was just manager? You probably could have. She picks up some stuff. Okay, that's cool. Okay, so you're the manager the second year. Third year, no dance.
Third year, I just did dance. And I did the little showcase at school, but that's about it. And then that's when I kind of lost interest in dance in school.
Okay, I'm trying to think of like female artists right now. Who's your like favorite dancers right now? I'll tell you this. When I watch music videos, and Motai can attest to this. All right, I like some Sierra, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Sierra Body Party, you know, what was the other one? Ride, the Ride video, you know, mm-hmm. the Ride video. Even Mikey was like, yeah, the Ride video is tough. That Ride video, Sharif was like, yeah, man. Sharif actually broke his space bar. You watched that thing too much. It was stuck, right? Oh, I don't know. Was that weird to say? Okay, let's continue. So what are your favorite dancers? Who do you like right now?
Well, Sierra is one. I always really looked up to her for dancing. And then Janet.
Janet,
a lot. And even Aaliyah. Aaliyah, she did some great things. And who doesn't love Beyonce?
You got to go with Beyonce.
You got to go there. And then Chris Brown and Usher and everybody.
You don't like their dance moves, let's be honest. No, you like looking at Chris Brown and Usher.
Of course.
Are those your top? Who do you like? Who are the guys you like right now? Let's break this down. I want to figure it out. I'm going to tell you my top five guys in a second.
Okay, you tell me.
Not in a weird way. You go first.
Okay, that I just like?
Yeah, who do you find attractive? Do you like August Alsina?
No.
No, not your style?
No. I mean, I like Chris Brown and Diggy Simmons.
Diggy Simmons?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're 17. Diggy Simmons is probably like the man right now.
And
why Diggy Simmons?
Because he's Diggy Simmons.
What does that mean?
I mean,
he's Diggy Simmons. That'd be like a turnoff, I think.
No, it's not.
I don't want to date Diggy.
Diggy, he's very attractive. He's a very attractive young man, and he's a.
Do women find Diggy attractive?
Yes.
Is this a new thing, Motai? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
That's strange. Did you know this? Yeah, Sharif. Did you find Diggy Simmons attractive?
I think he's cute. I mean, I'm a little...
A little above his pay grade, you know what I mean? But Diggy's cute. So, okay, you like Diggy Simmons, which is mm-hmm. strange to me.
It's not strange.
Okay, well, here's the thing, all right? I like to think I'm a good-looking Caucasian man, all right? I like mm-hmm. some... You don't like any Caucasian men? You don't like Robin Thicke?
Oh, of course, Robin Thicke. But, you know, he's been in his feelings lately, so...
Oh, I know.
He
He did like the most depressing interview I've ever seen in my entire life. And he shaved his head.
Oh,
you know, he's got the buzz cut now.
He did.
I'm like, Robin, we're in a brotherhood together,
get
all right?
With it.
I know.
Get
say, what about Justin? You like Justin Timberlake?
Justin Timberlake, yes. I thought you were going to say Justin Bieber. I'm not. No.
Now, here's the thing. You're a young girl. You're 17 years old. All right. This is right when Bieber started popping off.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go the Bieber route. All right. Don't get all famous on me, Ayla, and then you start drag racing Porsches and egging people's houses. All right.
Oh, no.
I'm sure you know better than that, right?
I know better, yes.
But you still find Justin Bieber attractive, though. Deep down in your soul. I see you giving me the eyes right now. You're trying to make sure your manager and Mikey doesn't see you. You're giving me the eyes. You like some Bieber, right?
No, not really.
You like him when he's like got the red beanie on, you know what I mean? And he's got like the red jeggings.
Oh my gosh. He's okay.
Oh, now, okay. We went from not at all to okay.
He's okay.
We're getting there now. We're getting there. Okay, but you also are a singer.
Yes, I dabble in music a little.
You dabble in music. What does that mean, you dabble?
It means music is not my number one.
Mm-hmm.
It's mainly dance. But I eventually want to be a full-round entertainer. So I will like to start singing.
So what are you doing though? Because you can't just roll out of bed and just be a singer one day, right? No, you got to put work in. So are you going vocal coaches, taking choir? You know, you should take. If you're not doing dance, you should do choir. Have you looked into choir?
I looked into choir. I don't like that singing.
Why not?
That's
where it all started, girl. That's classical singing, all right? You got to be classically trained in vocal music.
I mean, I take vocal lessons. Uh-huh. You know, I sing in the choir at my church.
Oh, see, church choir.
Yes, that's a different
choir. See, I was never cool enough to church choir, all right? They wouldn't have me, all right? I mean, I was like the tenor baritone level, you know what I mean? They're like, we got enough of you, Brad. You can sit down just for the sermon, you know what I mean? I was in the congregation, not in the choir. You know what I hate? This is like a random side note. I hate when people like mess up. You know the saying, like, you're preaching to the choir?
Mm-hmm.
Someone the other day said, you're preaching to the congregation. I'm like, well, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, right? You're supposed to preach to the congregation. Anyway, random thought. I'm sorry. So you're singing in the choir at church. But, like, I know you want to be, like, a full-around entertainer. But, I mean, I don't know. Singing just to me seems like a hard thing to pick up on. I mean, how you doing in these vocal lessons?
How am I doing?
Yeah. Are you doing good? I mean, where are you at right now? Are you at like Michelle Williams level? I know you're trying to get to Beyonce. No knock to Michelle, but you mean, come on, let's be honest.
Yeah, I think I'm doing pretty good. I can say I'm a Michelle.
Yeah.
It's just the reason why, you know, got to get my confidence up there. Like how
I thought you weren't shy though anymore.
I'm not shy. It's shy and confidence is just like two different things. Like how I am just like, confident as I don't know what is dancing. I want to feel that same way when I sing.
So let me ask you this. Like, are you one of those people to where it's like when the camera's on, when the red light's on, or when you're on stage, that's when you tap into Ayla, the performer or the character, and when you're off stage, you're kind of like a recluse, like real quiet to yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how you are?
Yes.
I feel like that's the way most entertainers are, because when the red light's off for me, you know, I'm Brad Gilmore. The hair's not done. You know what I'm saying? I leave the product at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I walk around with a visor and stuff. You know what I mean? Like an actual white guy. So, like, how are you at home, though? I mean, are your I know your parents are probably supportive of your career, correct?
Yes.
But are you at home? Do they say, I want to hear all that, Ayla. Don't be trying to be Michelle in the house, all right?
Oh, of course. My daddy, all the time, I'm always making noise. I'm either singing or yelling. Rather, and you know, they tell me shut up and sit down, but most of the time they're the ones telling me get up and dance. Let me see you do something. But other than that, I'm very quiet and chill. You'll kind of forget that I'm in a room sometimes because I'm so quiet.
I would tell you this, Mike. When I started first performing in a band, like we were getting ready for our first show ever, and I was really excited about it. We were doing like a lot of practices, and I went to my mom. I'm like, Mom, you know, I'm about to have my first show, you know, with the band. You know what her words to me were? If they boo you, don't cry. That was like my mom's words to me. I was like, well, thanks, Mom, for being so supportive of me. I think that was her way, though, of like protecting me. But I mean, have you like performed live musically yet, or has it just been dance? Where are you at right now?
Yeah, I've just performed dance so far. When we get to the music, it's just going to be amazing.
Okay, so you got dance down. I saw you dance. Dancing is down. All right, you got that.
Okay, thank you.
Then you're working on the singing. You're getting there. You're at Michelle Williams level. Next is Kelly Rowland, and then we'll get to Yonce, right?
Yes.
Okay, but another thing that you do, you're a host.
Yes.
You do interviews. You host shows. You have a show that you're coming up. I don't have my notes in front of me.
What's called The Weekdays.
The Weekdays. That's right. It's like a 106 kind of style show in a sense. Okay. And I'm sitting crisscross. I haven't done this like in a long time. Okay. So Weekdays. Tell me what that's about.
The Weekdays. Well, I co-host that with my partner Enzo McFly. And like you said, it's a remix teen version of 106 mixed with a Living Color type of thing.
Okay.
So it's going to give you just about everything. It's going to give you music, celebrity gossip, fashion trends. And since we are teens, we want to really reach out to the teens and talk about the teen issues. Because, you know, nowadays these teens are kind of going crazy.
What are the teen issues?
Well, you know, we got teens shooting up schools. We got girls trying to go into parenthood, and we have, like, at my school, there was a killing because the young lady got pregnant and he didn't want the baby, so he killed her.
Oh, so, wow.
And we just, you know, diseases and things like that. So we really want to touch out to the teens and talk to them because we feel like they will listen to their peer than adults because they kind of turn away from adults. They think adults don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So we would like to talk to them.
Someone killed for she was pregnant and the father of the baby killed. How was the reaction at school? Like, how did everyone take it?
It was actually crazy because she was a friend of mine.
Oh,
and
wow.
I just seen her in class the day before. And then the next day it's on the news, and it was just crazy because the young man, he swore that he didn't kill her, and he even moved and everything, and then, you know, they found out that he did it. It was the reaction, it was very emotional and sad at school. It was crazy. I've never experienced that before.
Oh, wow. And, like, I don't even understand. So, like, I mean, like, everyone, I'm sure, was, like, real down about it, and they didn't really know. Mm-hmm. I mean, because that's probably the first thing that happened, like, anywhere remotely close to that in your life, right?
Yeah.
And how do you think that affected you, like, moving on? I mean, I can't even imagine, like, a friend of mine, you know, being killed by somebody who, you know. Did you know the father?
No, I didn't.
You didn't know him at all? He didn't go to the school?
He didn't go to our school, but he knew a lot of the football players, so the football players knew him.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they were extremely mad. But it affected me extremely because it just made me, like, really open my eyes now and watch out for everything that I do and who I associate myself with. And just be careful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's really great of you. I mean, when I was 17 years old, I wasn't thinking about having a show to, like, reach out to teens and going through issues like that, because nothing like that ever happened to me. Like,
yeah.
You know, the biggest thing was, oh, my God, did you hear so-and-so broke up with so-and-so, you know?
Yeah.
I can't believe Bobby.
I know.
Bobby's a terrible person. I know. Wow. Okay, so you're reaching out to people, informing them. This is the weekdays. But what made you want to be a host? Because, like, not everyone can just, you know, like I said, with singing, you can't just be a host. You have to have, like, that charisma and that ability to reach out to people and have them grab your attention. I guess that comes from dancing. But why did you want to be a host, though? That seems like a weird choice. Like, you're like a dancer, but you're like, okay, I can do the hosting too.
Well, because, like you said, people, you can't really touch out to people. Well, naturally, I have a very nurturing I'm a very nurturing person.
Mm-hmm.
So just on a daily with my friends, I'm only 17. I haven't gone through everything yet, but I can give people advice. That's why people forget how old I am, because I'm so mature and I can give advice. And so I feel like I can reach out to other people as well. And I just think that is a very good experience, because I would want somebody to be talking to me like this.
Yeah.
As a peer. But since I don't, I think I would like to be that person trying to talk to other people. And I'm still learning as well, so.
And you've already like done interviews. I saw you had an interview with Omarosa from The Apprentice. How was that? Omarosa is a very, like, strong personality from what
is.
I see.
When she came up to me, I was just, because going from one interview who was very, you know, soft-spoken and everything, to this very exciting, energetic woman, I was just like, whoa, okay, hey.
she probably wanted to take over the interview. I've seen Omarosa. I've listened to an interview with she did on Stern, and she tried to, like, take over the whole interview and stuff.
Yes.
I mean, did she do that to you, or was she a little nicer?
Oh, no, she was a little nicer. She was very funny. You know, her husband was standing there, and we're taking selfies and things, talking about her fashion and her being on reality TV. It was very good. I loved interviewing her.
Well, what was one thing you learned from Omarosa that you kind of, like, took away from that interview? Like, okay, I'm going to carry this out through life.
How she carries herself. She just carries herself like she the stuff.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm Omarosa. Here I am. You know, I like that. So that's how I would like to carry myself. That's what I took from her.
And, you know, being an interviewer, though, like, I mean, that's like a hard, like, job. You gotta have your research. I know it's a little warm here. Mm-hmm. You gotta do your research. You gotta have your notes prepared. You gotta have, like,
yeah,
a direction and an angle for where you want to go. I mean, who kind of helped you out with that, like, knowing how to do all that? Or was it just something you just, like, oh, I can do this?
Well, I mean, it was kind of natural, but then the whole researching thing, I kind of did that, me and my team.
Mm-hmm.
We just did a little research, and we practiced it, and I just went for it. I mean, it was my first interview, so of course I was nervous.
Omarosa was your first interview?
Well, Angie Stone, and then, but it was all in the same day, Angie Stone and Omarosa. So.
Oh, wow.
It was very nerve-wracking.
Man, if Omarosa was my first interview ever, I would have to, you know, use the restroom down the hall. I mean, that she seems very intimidating. Like, I mean, as a person, just in general. So, but you weren't intimidated at all?
Not at all.
You were just like, yo, Omarosa, this is my show, Omarosa. All right, this is how it's gonna go down. I'm not Donald Trump. All right, and I commend you for being able to do all this.
Thank
I mean,
you.
That's at 17 years old. I think at 17 is when I just first started doing everything. But you seem like you've been working since 10.
Yes.
You got all this stuff coming out, and you're just going into your senior year in high school.
It's crazy.
It is. I'm impressed. Look, Sharif's impressed. Sharif can't even believe it. His shirt's impressed. Look at that shirt. Okay, so what's next, though? I mean, you've already, like, done the dancing. You're working on the music. I've seen the dance videos, and you're gonna put that out weekly, right?
Yes, weekly.
What do you got up next? What's the next video?
The next video, I'm not sure yet. I'm going to slow it down. That one's, you know, very out there. I'm going to slow it down, do a little contemporary dance.
Okay, I feel you. Okay. No drill team, though.
No drill team.
But okay, you're 17, so you got a long time to really find, like, if I know you want to be an all-around entertainer, but if you could have, like, what's your dream job? Like, this is the one thing you can do for the rest of your life. What are you going for?
Oh, my gosh. I could pick one thing that I want to do for the rest of my life. I would have to say dance.
Yeah. I mean, would you want to dance for somebody? Like, be a background?
I would want to dance for someone, but I'm pretty sure there's something bigger than that. Like, you can be that dancer, that choreographer or something. I just want to be that big dancer that everybody knows.
I do know, though, that being, like, a dancer, like, is a hard profession. Like, she's my adopted mother, not my real mother, but she's someone I refer to as my mom. Her name's Charmel Huffman, and she was a background dancer for James Brown, right, for 4 years, right? You know, as his background dancer. And she was just, like, from being around someone, like, as talented as probably anyone in the history of the world, James Brown, she learned how to pick up so many things just from watching him and being around him. I mean, is there someone, like, you would love to shadow for, like, a day just to learn from?
Beyonce.
Yeah. Definitely Beyonce. And I mean, of course, I don't even have to ask why Beyonce. I mean, she's just the killer.
Yes.
Do you think her and Jay-Z are breaking up?
Oh, Lord. I don't know. It's kind of...
Wouldn't that be terrible?
It really would. It would be sad. But I don't think that's any of my business, you know?
But we can talk about it. You're telling me you wanted to celeb gossip on the weekdays, so we gotta figure it out. What's your angle on this? Do you think...
I think so, yes.
You think they're on their way out?
I think so.
Why?
Well, because from what I hear, you know, he cheated in things. And, I mean, you're cheating on Beyonce.
I know. That's tough.
Out of all people.
That's tough.
And Beyonce, she's from Houston, so she's a Texas girl. We don't put up with that. So, he finna be out the door.
So, you're telling me, though, you're married to someone for, like, whatever they've been, 7 years, 8 years, whatever it's been. And maybe he slips up. All right, he's a guy, Ayla. You know, he's a guy.
Oh.
Sometimes it happens. You know, not to me because I'm a professional. All right,
sure. This,
but sometimes it happens. What'd you say? Sure for? You don't believe me? I'll have you know, I'm a very faithful man. All right.
Oh,
you can talk to my girlfriend. I'll let y'all chat after the show. But but you're thinking if they're together for that long, they made this commitment of marriage. And say he slips up once. You're telling me you're cutting him off, that's it? Bye, of infinite, even if he's Jay-Z, $400 million, $500 million, you know what I'm saying? Y'all have kids together. I'm sure they have cats. They own cats together, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, you know, one slip up is okay. You know, you can work that out. But, I mean, I also heard that the woman is, you know, throwing shots at Beyonce, so I wouldn't deal with that.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean... You slip up, and I'm trying to deal with that, but now this woman is so-called trying to come at me. We might have to slow it down.
But to me, Jay-Z doesn't seem like the guy who would mess up.
And those are the ones you got to watch.
Really?
Yes.
Because I know Ciara and called off her engagement to Future because allegedly he cheated.
Mm-hmm.
You got to throw allegedly out. I'll put that out there. As an interviewer, you always got to say allegedly, all right?
Okay.
So that covers you up. But he... said allegedly cheated on Ciara, and so she calls it off. Now, for me, I respected Ciara for that, all right? She saw the problem coming before it even started.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, because to me as a man, if you make that commitment to be married to somebody, and you propose, you get down on the knee, you give the ring, she puts it on her finger, she says yes, y'all are in engagement, you shouldn't go around and mess with it, even if you're future. I mean, and I said that on Twitter, and someone was like, oh, did you expect more from a rapper? I was like, you know, I expected more from a man. You can feel me right on that, Aaliyah. I almost called you Aaliyah. Whoa. I almost called you Aaliyah. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was so it's in Aaliyah. The moment. I was so in the moment. Future is just getting me right now. I mean, what did you think of that situation as a celebrity gossipy? That was crazy, right? How do you cheat on Ciara?
That's true. How do you cheat on her? She's very beautiful. And y'all just had a child. But that was crazy as well. Jay-Z and Future, they just tripping. Right now,
I don't think Jay did it. All right, I'm a Jay fan. All right, Jay-Z didn't do it.
I'm a fan of both of them, but this is coming from, you know, the girl's side.
Yeah.
Just don't do it, and we wouldn't have this problem.
Okay, but what about this, though? Because I don't think girls are always, like, the most saintly creatures either. I think girls cheat, too. Y'all have temptations. Are you in a relationship right now?
No, not right now.
No, not right now?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you're talking to somebody, though. I see that smirk on your face.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah, I think you are. Okay, how's it going? Y'all texting right now?
Excuse me?
I'm just trying to get to know you. You know what I'm saying? Like are y'all texting right now? Is he like, you know, captain of the football team?
No.
Mm-mm. Is he a dancer?
No.
No? Does he do anything?
Mm-hmm.
What does he do?
He raps.
He's a rapper. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so now we're getting into the conversation. What if he future Jay-Z's you? How's that going to go down?
That's not going to go down because he's going to be with Ayla. He's not even going to think about, you know.
Anyone else?
No.
Oh, look at that. Okay, so he's already going to be with you. You're moving kind of fast here. At first, y'all were just texting. Now you're looking at a relationship?
Yeah.
Okay, but do you think in the entertainment industry, I will tell you this, you're going to have guys oogling you know what I mean, and Googling you, but oogling you first, all right? I mean, they're kind of looking, giving you up, down with the eyes, you know what I mean? And you know, they're going to approach you. They're going to try to swing some Ayla their way. You know what I mean? But how are you going to prevent that? Because now, boom, shoes on the other foot. You're the celebrity. Guys are coming after you. Do you think you can stay faithful in a relationship? Because you're 17 years old. Come on now. At 17, my mind wasn't in it like that.
Well, you're right. At 17, you know.
Motai feels me.
At 17, I'm not the... I wouldn't say I'm not the faithful one, but you're 17. You want to have fun. You want to be fun.
Whoa, Ayla. Your mom and dad might be listening, all right? This is weird. No, okay.
No.
You want to have fun, all right? You want to text different people.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I don't know.
So you can't. I don't think you're ready to settle down.
I'm not.
But you're already talking about this rapper guy. Seems like to
well,
be
I'm
giving you the.
Well, I'm talking about Diggy.
That's who you're texting. Yeah. You're texting Diggy. Okay, I see. I see how you're doing this. Okay, well, okay. So you got the weekdays.
Yes.
Is it that's out every week on YouTube?
I believe is it. It starts the third week of September.
Third week of September is when it starts. Yes. Okay. And then you got the every week the dance videos.
Yes.
Where can they find you, like social media? Where can they see all this stuff? Because I got to see it. I want everyone else to share it.
On all of social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, it's at I am Ayla.
Mm-hmm.
You know, A-A-Y-L-A, you know, just put I am in front of it. And then you can find me right there. Everything is there.
All right. And so we can look forward to that. Dance videos, music. Do you have any music coming out soon?
Yes, soon. We're working on a new single of mine. I'm not sure when the release date is coming, but we're working on it. It's going to be dope, I promise.
Well, all right. Well, Ayla is on the show. Follow her on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all that. I am Ayla. Appreciate you coming through.
Thank you for having me.
I'm looking forward to hearing the music. We can play it on the show. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, and actually, this morning I had a meeting with Encase, a company, with the executives, Ryan and Nia. Shout out to them. And me, I'm going to be the future face for Encase. And actually, Encase, it is for women.
Okay.
When we have our little friend come visit us once a month.
I hate that friend. I wish you could block him on Twitter.
And, you know, he pops up. Unexpectedly sometimes.
Yeah.
And in case kids, for those little moments that we have. And so it's just like a little kit filled with organic feminine products. And it's going to be launching onto college campuses starting in NYC next month. So that's going to be really big. So ladies, you know, y'all should just check that out at incasekid.com. It's very helpful.
The uh-oh moment.
Those uh-ohs.
Oh, I hate those. Hate those uh-ohs. Well, Hala, you're doing so much. 17 years old. Can't believe it. You have a bright career in front of you.
Yes.
Just know, don't forget Brad Gilmore. I know, I'm unforgettable, but I'm just saying, don't forget me if when you get up there big. We'll talk to you more again soon. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Y'all tune in next week. That's Hala at I Am Hala. This is the Brad Gilmore Show. Motai, you have any closing words? That's right. All right. So we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week. Oh, yeah.